Okay. If you are faithful, if you believe in God, if you give it up to God, He will take care of you.
Amen.
And He has done that in abundance for my husband and I. I'm so very thankful, and I praise God every day. I'm so thankful. And when you know that you've got a home in glory land coming, then you're not afraid of death either, because death, you're going to be eternally happy. And that's what this song is about. I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time will hold better anymore. Beulah, a few more days to labor, then I will take my heavenly flight. Someday
Glory to God.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
Amen. Wow. You think this all wasn't orchestrated by God? Wow, it all fell in place so well this morning. Wow, Holt, your prayer for the Holy Spirit to be here this morning has been answered. So, ask, seek, knock. Ask, and it might be given to you. Ask and that stingy old God, he might consider your request. No, that's not what it says, is it? It's not what it says. Now, that's how we act a lot of times, isn't it? Ask and you might get it, right? That's how we normally approach prayer. We ask and he might come to us and say, okay, wish granted. No, he's not a genie in a bottle. We don't command him what to do. It doesn't say, tell God what to do and he'll do it. But it does say, ask and it will. Amen. Will be given to you. We've had a couple of testimonies here this morning about that very thing. People who ask, and it was given to them. If we had faith as a mustard seed. Kathy, you got your mustard seeds with you? You might want to put them on display after a while. They're little bitty things, folks. Little bitty, about the size of an end of an ink pen, only flat. Pretty much. And Jesus said, if we have that much faith, why? Because when you plant a mustard seed, it grows into a monstrous plant that birds can rest on. And you can get shade from it. That's what the mustard seed, that's what the secret is. If we have the faith of a mustard seed, because faith is something that is planted within us once we put our faith in Jesus Christ, then that faith in Christ is that mustard seed, and it is planted within our heart, and it grows as we water it with the Word, and as we study God's Word, and we apply what it's teaching in our lives, when we find out, hey, I shouldn't be saying this, and we stop saying it. Hey, I shouldn't be doing that, and we stop doing it. Hey, I should be doing this, and we start doing it. That is watering, that is fertilizing, that's growing that seed, and it becomes something that is massive within us. Not something that is massive for us, something that is massive for God. It gives him glory when his children have faith like a mustard seed. Amen. That faith grows, and when we ask in faith believing, it will be given to you. Seek. Seek. What do you seek for? What do you seek for? Well, golly gee, anybody ever sought a treasure? Oh, I know there's at least one person in here that has a metal detector. Always seeking for something old. Whether it's valuable to anybody else or not, it's valuable to them. Seeking treasures, seeking nuggets of gold. Well, where do we seek them at? Well, we have to mine the cave of the Word of God. We have to take our axe and our pick and go in there, and we have to chop and we have to work, because we have to read and we have to study and we have to learn how it's all connected together. We have to go beyond just reading it. We have to study it. We have to dig in, and we have to pray while we're doing it and asking the Holy Spirit to show us all truths, which is what the Bible tells us. The Holy Spirit has come to lead us and guide us into all truths. Where do we find that? We find that in the Word of God. You're not going to find it on the news, folks. You're not going to find it in a novel. You're not going to find it anywhere else except for in the Word of God. That's where the truth, the only truth that you can depend on that is absolutely true. God never changes. Science has become many people's God, but it changes from time to time. Science says this is the absolute truth, but then next month they say, well, we were wrong. Now this is the absolute truth. And then 6 months later, they say, well, we were wrong about that too. This is the absolute truth. God says this is the truth. And it never has changed. And it never will. God's word is the absolute truth. And he said, ask me and I'll give it to you. He said, seek me and you will find me. And he says, knock. And the door will be open. What door? Well, the door to the heart of Jesus. He wants to share himself with you. He wants to share himself with me. Why? So that we can be like him. He shares himself through his word to us every time we open up God's word and we look at it. He shares a little more of himself with us so that we can become more Christ-like. Folks, that is the goal in heaven. We're all going to be the same. We're all going to be like Christ. That's what the Bible says. We will all be like him. And this is a chance for us to learn and grow and be a little more like him now. And to represent him here on the earth. He said to us, go and make disciples. He didn't say, sit and they will come to you. He didn't say, just pray for them and it will happen. He said, go and make disciples. Uh-oh, it's getting quiet now. I must have hit a nerve somewhere. We ask, Lord, when I go out here to speak to this person, will you show me which one that you want me to speak to, the one that's ready to receive your word? And he says, yep, I will. And then we go out and we seek God's will for this person, God's will for that person. Lord, which one is it I'm seeking? Lord, show me the one. And he says, all right. It's that one over there. And he says, knock, and it'll be open. We go over there and say, can I share with you just a little bit about what my Lord and Savior has done with me? Yeah, you can, because I really need it. Ask, seek, knock. It will be given. You will get an answer. The door will be open. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Folks, it's repeated. Why do you think it's repeated? Because it's God saying, I want you to get this. I want you to understand this. I want you to know this. I want you to have this in your heart. I want you to truly believe it. It is fact. You ask and I will answer. You seek and I will give it to you. You knock and I
will open the door. It's guaranteed. That's what this says. But we go to God and say, Lord, if you don't mind, if it's not an imposition, God, would you please? And he's saying, what? To anyone who has faith, it is given. Oh, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Isn't that what the man said? I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. In other words, we have a struggle in the flesh, and God knows that. We struggle to believe all of this. We struggle to know that we can go to God and ask, and he will answer. We struggle with that because our flesh says, nah. You know how it was when you used to ask your mom and dad for something? They might, or they might not. You know how it is when you go and ask to take out a loan at the bank? You might, or you might not. You know how it is when you ask anybody for anything? They might, or they might not. So why is it different with God? Because God is different from everybody else. God is not a human being. God does not lie. Everybody believe that? God does not lie? And do you really believe that this word is absolute truth? Let me see the hands. And it says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Yes. Doesn't say, I might. I'll consider it. I'll think about it. It says, I will. Do you believe that? Yes. I hope this changes everybody's prayer life. Lord Jesus, please. Which of you, here's an illustration to show us why he will do for us what he wants to do. Why he will give us when we answer, he'll give us an answer. When we knock, he'll answer. And when we seek, we'll find. This is why. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? I mean, think about that, folks. It's your son, your child, ask you for these things, and you're going to substitute it with something evil? Verse 11, he says, if then though you are evil, our flesh, we are evil, born with an evil nature, know how to give good gifts. If we know how to give gifts to our children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Some versions say, give to those the Holy Spirit who ask for him. That's the best thing of all, right? Amen. He says that, what kind of God do you think I am? What kind of father do you think I am that I would make you suffer? What kind of God do you think that I am that I would make you do something that is detrimental to you instead of giving you what you need? Now, sometimes we ask for something that is ridiculous and outlandish, at least to God. But God always gives us an answer. He always gives us what we need instead of what we want, what we think we need. Sometimes we'll ask him for something, but we get something else instead, and then we're like, boy, I'm glad that's what I got, because if I'd have got the other thing, this would have happened. And then I would have had that. Oh, boy. Thank you, Lord. You always know what's best. Father knows best, right? Yeah. God is so good to us. He's so good to us. And then he goes on to say this in verse 12, what we call the golden rule. So in everything you do to others, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Wow. So what he's saying there is that a lot of the problems we have, we brought them on ourselves. Right?
because we didn't treat others right, so we're not being treated right. And yet we want to scream and squeal and squall about it. Oh, Lord, why'd you do this? Oh, Lord, why has this happened to me? What did I ever do? And then he says, you remember so-and-so? Remember you cheated him when you sold him that thing? You remember so-and-so? You remember how you didn't share with them my love when you had the opportunity to? Remember? And I'll tell you an illustration that I've heard of and read about. There's a good Christian man. He was actually a deacon in a Baptist church. He brought his grandson in to live with him because his grandson was troubled, always in drugs, always stealing, breaking into houses. He brought him in, and he did things like, you know, put him on timeout, and even locked him in his room a couple of times. But of course, he just broke out through the window and went and did his thing. And ultimately, the kid shot his grandpa. Was high, come in, broke in the house, wanted money so he could get some more drugs. Grandpa said no. He got a gun and he shot him. Didn't kill him, praise God, but it hurt him, put him down. And then he, of course, was done with his grandson. I talked to him and I asked him, I said, did you share the gospel with your grandson? Well, I lived it. Did you share the gospel with your grandson? Did you speak the gospel into his ears? No. It might have made a difference. It might not. We don't know that. But I do know this. The word of God says within it, my word never returns to me void, but always accomplishes my will. So if it's not spoken, folks, guess what? Its purpose is not accomplished. Ask, seek, knock. We've all heard this morning even how God answers our prayers. So if you have a need this morning, let's pray together about it. And I mean together, everybody. Not just me and Holt. If somebody comes forward, everybody come up and pray for them that can. We need to be more involved, each of us, in this ministry. This ministry is not about me. It's not about Bob and Wilma. It's not about Holt. It's not about Wayne. It's about you. It's about all of us. This is God's church, not Mitch's church, not Bob and Wilma's church, not Holt's church, not Wayne's church, not Mark's church. It's God's church. Amen. And he's called each and every one of you to go and make disciples. He's called each and every one of you to pray and be concerned about your brothers and sisters in the church and out. So when somebody comes forward, if you feel led to do so, you come forward too and pray with them and for them. There's strength in unity. If you have a need this morning, just mind the Lord as we sing. Brother.